this music, and it's time for our favorite friend, Paul Preston!
From the Movie Guys.
Oh, boy, you do it. You change the day, and everything goes to hell.
It does. Hi, Paul!
How's it going? Now, who am I talking to? It's Sean, Red, and Misty, and then...
Intern Christopher.
Independent adult Christopher.
Independent adult Christopher.
Hey!
IDC.
Dude, how are you, man?
Well, I'm out of the path of the flames, so I'm good.
I was going to ask.
In the middle of a few of them, I've just been answering tons of texts and all that stuff from people, you know, not around town or just don't know the difference. I'm like, you good? You know, but
yeah.
My mom always used to call when the fires were like literally 50 miles away. I'd be like, I'm fine, Mom. It's not remotely close.
Yeah.
But still people call and say, well, they're about 15 miles away. But, you know, so far, so good. They'd have to jump a freeway and an airport if the one from the north decided to move down this way. And it looks like the wind has finally calmed down. And that's what was spreading the flames. And that's what was... keeping the helicopters grounded, so now they're up fighting everything. So I think we're through the worst of it. Of course, it's just for me, for the city, the worst of it will go on for who knows how long. Months,
exactly,
years. Yeah,
well, either way, buddy, I'm glad that you're not in danger. I'm glad you're okay. That's the most important part for us overall. So
yeah, and you know me, I even went to a movie the other night.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, I'm not gonna let the damn fires get me down. So
yeah, well, you gotta get to the movies before the fire gets to it anyway. So
that's right. Oh yeah. There was a cool theater, I don't even know if it exists anymore, in Palisades. I think it was called the Palisades. I can't remember what it was called, but they only showed Netflix movies. Now Netflix has bought the Egyptian theater, so you can see a Netflix movie there.
Oh, wow.
Of course, I think there are many Netflix movies that are too big for the small screen, like, you know, Axel F or who knows, tons of different movies.
Uh-huh.
And I may have burned to the ground. I wonder if it's okay. I don't know. Yeah. I'd have to look into that.
Yeah, we'll look into it. But overall, let's start off with the Golden Globes, though.
Yeah.
Boy, some little bit of surprises there, here and there.
Yeah, here and there. You know, for me, I have a Harrison Ford podcast called The Ford Fiasco over at themovieguys.net. So for me, it was just like, and that podcast was started because, like, well, look, Harrison Ford's winding down. Let's just start from the beginning of his career. We'll take it up through Call of the Wild, because that was one of those movies you may remember that was frozen to a marquee when the pandemic hit, like Onward. And it was on there for, like, months because no new movies were getting released. You know, so Call of the Wild was like, that was it for Harrison Ford, right? Nope. Since then, we've had Dial of Destiny. Now we got Brave New World coming up. He's on two TV shows.
Yeah.
So for me to tune in and see that he's all over the Golden Globes, you know, he was nominated for Shrinking. He's interviewed on the red carpet where he talked about that's where he met Calista, who was at the Golden Globes years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He gave out an award with Anthony Mackie, and they were funny together. So, it's exciting to see Harrison Ford. They're getting things done still at 82. You know, it's just crazy. So,
yeah.
For me, I was excited to see that.
Real quick, though, what did you think of Nikki Glaser, though, hosting?
Oh, so funny, right?
Yeah.
Just so funny. And the best part is, as a Howard Stern listener, she comes on that show after events like this, like after the Tom Brady roast, she did the same thing. And here's the jokes that didn't make it, you know, and they're just like,
yeah,
they're just brutal, you know, and awesome. Considering the ones that were kept in, you know, like they were very, very funny. She you know, she goofs on everybody, including herself, and they all got it coming. And I've always said this, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself and the silly business you're in, I mean, art is crucial. Art's reflective of life. It can change lives. It does make you a better person.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, let's not take ourselves too seriously. If we prove we can have fun, then we're all things. We're the art and the greatness and all that stuff, and we're having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of first-timers that were not just nominated, but who also won this year, it seems.
Well, I think the one everyone went to be able to be is Fernanda Torres, who won for her film.
Right.
I'm Still Here. And I saw a trailer for that just very recently. They're doing that thing again. I brought it up on this show before, I'm sure, called Backloading, where they hold off the awards movies till the end of the year, so there's a short attention span between them coming out and the votes being cast for these awards. So now it's on us to see like 40 movies in the next month.
Yeah.
To even know, like, I'm sure America tuned into the Globes and went, I don't know what Nickel Boys is, or The Brutalist, or you know, especially not Amelia Perez, or I don't know what, but especially not I'm Still Here. I mean, that's a Walter Salles film, you know, like, nobody knows. But it looks pretty exciting. She plays a character, I guess her husband gets kidnapped in 1971 Brazil, sort of political unrest. He gets brought in for a deposition and then just completely disappears, and it's on her to find him. So I guess it, you know, that sounds like a super emotionally charged performance. I guess she was up to it. And now, I mean, hopefully this is enough to get people to go out and see it. I know what it is for me. I'm going to go check that movie out. So I'm Still Here. That's one to look for because of her big win. I mean, she upended Baby Girl, right? So she, that Nicole Kidman, she beat Kate Winslet, you know, big names. Tilda Swinton, Angelina Jolie, you know. And also in there, who I can't wait to see this movie, Pamela Anderson in The Last Showgirl, because supposedly she pulls out a really great performance in this movie.
Yeah,
I love these people who take the late career prestige turn, and she's doing it now.
Yeah, I was really shocked to see that she was even nominated, because it's, you know, because so many years you just look at her for what she was, you know, and now that she's taking a turn, like you said, I mean, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, and so it's like, I should probably check this out, though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I can't wait to as well. That's the category I'm way behind on. Again, a lot of late entries, you know, like the Room Next Door is the Tilda Swinton movie that's Pedro Almodovar, who's an Oscar-winning Spanish language director. This is his first film in English with Julianne Moore, but I mean, no one knows what it is because they're just dumping it out now. It's the very end. You know, Angelina Jolie played Maria Callas. That's a Netflix movie. You might be able to see it now, but in terms of theaters, people don't know anything about it. So, there's you're right to go, what is this? Huh? Yeah. What? And have it all explained to you during award season. And for me, I just don't know if I have a, I mean, by this time every year, I've got a best picture locked in, right? Like, I'm like, oh, Dial of Destiny, my favorite movie. Not going to be, oh, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that's the best. Infinity War, you're not going to get better than that. Or Coda, I thought was one of the
best. Oh, favorite yeah, Coda was really
good. Cried all over my mask, you know, back then. and this year, I don't feel like there's a real strong front runner for me, and I feel like, well, there's a whole bunch of movies I've yet to see, and I'm like, oh, is there? So I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see what my favorite. I mean, maybe it'll end up being just Deadpool and Wolverine. I don't know. We talked at length about that on this show.
Yeah, well, I know that was it. Amelia Perez got the best motion picture for musical or comedy and foreign language too.
I heard about it playing at Telluride. I went to Telluride Film Festival last year, not this year, but I was curious. Oh, what's coming out of there? Because being there in person, I know what a cool festival it is, and that was one of them. And then it got 10 Golden Globe nominations, and it won a couple, or three, I think. And then it got 10 Critics' Choice nominations. Those, of course, were pushed off a week because of these fires. Mm-hmm. We'll find out how it does there. But that's over on Netflix, so I went and I watched it, and didn't care for it.
Got it.
It has a fascinating story, if you know anything of what it's about. It's about a drug cartel head who hires this lawyer who's frustrated with her position and asks her to help him become a woman.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm like, well, this is cool. You know, it's like I've always wanted to see, you know, a zombie movie set in Jane Austen times. Yeah, like taking two things and just drug cartel becoming trans. Like, these are just two things that don't go together. And so it makes a fascinating story. To start with, I didn't think it delivered on that promise, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And here's the part you don't know, or maybe you do. It's a musical.
Oh, really?
And that's the part I just thought, I don't mind that as a concept in terms of, like, here's an idea, but I did not like the music. So that part's subjective. I just heard the music. I don't care for any of this music. So overall, it didn't work. Maybe there's other reasons I could go to depth in, but I really come out here to try and crap on a movie unless it's spent $250 million to make. Then it's got it coming. But that one, you know, best of luck to you in the awards season, but Amelia Perez, not my thing.
Got it.
What I did enjoy seeing, though, was Kieran Culkin win that movie. Yeah. Real Pain is good. That's a good movie with by Jesse Eisenberg, directing and writing and co-starring with him in that. He's very good in it. It's a showcase for him. So it's, you know, it's almost like a two-person movie. Tough to see that being a supporting role, but I guess overall it's Jesse Eisenberg's you know, thing. But he's really good.
Yeah, and he was up against some really big people too, though. I mean, you know, up against Edward Norton, Guy Pearce, Jeremy Strong, Denzel Washington. You know, I mean, and to see him come out and get that, you know, it's like, wow, okay, then there must be something going on there then that he's doing in supporting role.
Do you think he got? Because wasn't he in that television show Succession?
Yeah, he's been good for years. I mean, he's very funny in, like, you know, Scott Pilgrim and some other stuff. But Succession kind of said, oh, we should look at the chops on this kid. And so I think now that probably the kind of thing that got him cast in this. And then he took it from there.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe he got a lot of attention, a lot of love. And that sort of sprung him into the eyes of people to really pay attention to his chops here.
In a great speech where he said he had a tequila with Mario Lopez on the red carpet something, so he's still a little, you know, he's always been very loose with those, even at like the Emmys or wherever he's previously won awards, he's kind of loose and free-flowing with his funny speeches. But that, of course, led to Nikki Glaser's funny countdown of, you know, who's been thanked so far, mom, agent, God, and then and one for Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
Which was funny, so...
Yeah, very cool.
But I'm still rooting for Mikey Madison of Anora. I've come on here and talked about how good that movie is and how great she's the best part of it. I know that she got upended by, because I think they considered that a comedy, which is a tough. Like, I mean, there's so many movies of balance this year that are just between both. Like, The Substance is a comic. I mean, I guess it's, by the time that's over, it's full blown satire, I suppose. So, but it's a horror a lot. But, you know, and Mikey Madison and Anora is a real super tense uncut gems type movie, but it's also just wild, so wild it might be considered, I guess, ridiculous to the point where it's a comedy, but she's fantastic in my choice there. Now, there's always stuff I have to see. I didn't see Challengers to see how Zendaya is, you know, or I didn't see Sing Sing or Beatty or A Different Man, which I've wanted to see since it was in the festival circuit. That's the one Sebastian Stan won for. But then now, of course, I got to go back and see those, but they're, again, dumping, you know, All We Imagine Is Light. I mean, you know, and you got to see The Room Next Door and Better Man and The Last Showgirl. And I'm Still Here and Maria. So there's just so much to see by the time the Oscar nominations come out. I hope America knows what these movies are.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do, the Brutalist one, and I think we always have a saying here at the Movie Guys, is it Best Picture? I don't know. It's Most Picture. That's for sure.
Wow.
For that, it could possibly win. And over on the TV side, before we leave movies, I don't understand this new. I know they want to include big blockbusters, so they have the Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel gave it out. Family. But last year it was won by Barbie, which makes sense because it was number one at the box office. But this year it was won by Wicked, which I don't quite understand. By the way, Emilia Perez losing to Wicked for Best Musical or Comedy. No. Wicked is leagues better than Emilia Perez, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So if you do Box Office Achievement, the winner is Inside Out 2. The thing made like $1.7 million. Even Deadpool and Wolverine coming in second was still
I was going to say, what about Deadpool?
Millions and millions behind it. Yeah. It was way behind it, though. They both were nominated. So this is a weird category. You see the nominations, you go, well, Box Office Achievement, well, clearly whatever's number one is going to win. And then it went to Wicked, which is not number one. So that was a weird thing for it to win. But recency bias, they're like, well, we probably want to present that. Plus, they didn't win Best Picture. So I don't know.
Weird Golden Globes.
Indeed. It's a weird Golden Globes, weird year, but really fun. And lots of loose fun by the performers, you know, giving the awards out and everything. I thought Catherine O'Hara and Seth Rogen were particularly funny.
Oh, my God. That was
hysterical.
She's always so genius,
though.
That was so hysterical. Actually, you know what? The thing is that Misty was in a band called Moose Knuckles.
I was, yeah.
There you go.
So when they mentioned that, luckily I was recording. No, I wasn't recording it. They replayed it right afterwards again. So it so happened I came back and watched the exact same spot. And so I rewound it and then recorded that segment and then sent that video to her about moose knuckles. I'm like, oh my God. And then she replies, because I think he said, what was it? Like the Knuckles Deep was their.
Yeah. And I'm like, that was the name of our first album.
Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Crazy.
So.
They get wild over on CBS.
Yeah, they are. It's about damn time.
Paramount Plus.
Scandalous.
You know, Paramount Plus, which Nikki Glaser reminds you have a week to cancel your subscription.
Paul, we're almost about out of time, though, but do you want to hang on with us to do a couple more segments here and then do the game with us?
Sure, I always like that.
Okay, all right, cool.
Doing best I can, not being there, you know.
Yeah, okay. Chime in quickly. So Paul's still going to stay on the line, but we're going to say goodbye to Paul for the movie reviews. Yay! Thanks, Paul!
Yeah! Bye, everybody. Take care. I'll see you later.
Bye, kinda.
All right. And then Paul's hanging out with us for the rest of the stuff here. All right. Real quick, we're going to go through these because we want to get to these for sure. New Year's resolutions. Everybody does them.
Yeah.
Okay. But there's some that are basically, I don't know what they.
It's like annual repeats.
Yeah. And you can't do them, whatever, you know, certain things. Well, here's our New Year's resolutions that you can actually achieve.
Okay.
These are pretty cool. So one of them, join a club.
I mean, okay. Simple.
Starting a new hobby is one thing, but joining a club will help you meet new people in the process. Sites like Meetup can help you find a group of people with similar interests overall and just kind of, you know, get yourself involved. So
sure.
Easy to do. Add cleaning tasks to your calendar. This I need to do.
Cleaning tasks?
Yeah.
I think for men, that's a good idea. I think because it's not like you guys just don't have them in your brain all the time. I think for women, we're constantly.
I do and I don't.
Okay.
I got to take it to a certain point because I'll tell you real quick the story. When Karen and I first got married.
Yeah.
And we moved. And Paul, I know how this was for you and Karen, your wife. But when we first moved in and after like the first week and a half, I'm cleaning house.
Yeah.
I noticed that I started cleaning the way my mother made me clean.
I love that.
You know, it's like getting the towel or whatever, spraying in between, getting in between the faucets and the spout and whatever in the bathroom.
I love your mom.
And the thing was that I stopped myself and went, oh my God, I became my mother.
Yeah.
Now, you would think a man would stop and just kind of wipe it off and move on. Nope, I went right back to it with my finger trying to get in there, making sure that it was all nice and clean.
I love that. So,
but yeah, add cleaning tasks to your.
Can I add a couple things to that?
Yeah.
First of all, I keep my house clean, I keep my car clean because I have to look at it all day. So that's the kind of, I don't know if it has anything to do with how my folks did it, but that's my personal thing.
That's
like,
cool.
We even have reverse world here with Susan.
Uh huh.
Like, we'll leave the bed unmade. I'm like, make the bed. No one's coming over. It's like, I'm here. So that's our whole thing.
Wow.
I have to look at. So, wow. You know, I end up making the bed post everything.
Yeah.
The other thing I heard you say was put cleaning on your schedule.
Yeah. So it says add cleaning tasks to your calendar. So if you're the type of person that puts off vacuuming until the pet hair is too obvious to ignore, try scheduling cleaning time in your weekly calendar so that things never get so messy. So
I will say this. I've heard before, successful people don't have a to-do list. They have a schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that things go into the calendar and then they get done.
Oh,
so
I like
I've
that.
I've heard that forever and I follow it every once in a while.
And for that, Paul, I even admire you even more, brother. All right. Another new thing that you can achieve, cook new foods.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good one, actually.
Yeah.
Get out of that rut.
Well, after all, we all have our go-to meals, and they serve us well when we're short on time or whatever, don't have the energy to plan for something novel. But chances are you're missing out on tons of foods that are both yummy and healthy as well. So try new things, basically.
Love it.
You want an easy way to do that? Do the old HelloFresh and those type of deals. And
yeah,
here's what
that
I
is true.
I get the introduction to HelloFresh. I get it. It's super cheap, and I cancel it. Then I do every plate. And I do that, and it's super cheap. Then I cancel.
Dude, that's
smart. I do the intro to Green Chef and Home Chef, and there's like 100 of them. And you can do this for like the whole year and never spend more than like their intro rate of like, you know, $30 for 12 meals or whatever.
Smart
and then I'll
man.
Go back to the regular rate of $80. And I'm like, yeah, I'll cancel before then. So,
and you know what? If you keep the recipe cards, And then you always have like these recipe cards forever that will help you like be, because I have a bunch of them and I go back to them every once in a while when I go shopping and I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't made that in a while.
Yeah.
They do try to screw you though, because the they come in pre-measured ingredients, and sometimes they don't write down what those are. They'll just be a packet. You're like, oh, how much was that?
Yeah, I can figure that out.
Yeah, then you wing it from there.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. All right. The other thing that you can do is create a budget you can stick to.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't get crazy, Sean.
Yeah. Budgeting doesn't mean that you can't spend money. Budgeting is just a process of sitting down to think about what your priorities are and what would you like to spend money on and what you want to do to avoid spending money on with your income limit. So that's all it is, you know. So that's always a good thing, too, I think.
Cool.
Sounds like a great idea. I have an accountant. I pay $500 an hour. I'll have him figure out the whole year for me.
There you go.
Okay, no. I don't do that.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, Paul.
Well, you went right with that.
I'm what like, kind of money it. Is Paul making?
Well, I mean, you can be fancy like that.
Well, you know, Paul does have his, you know, his two. He's an entrepreneur, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because remember,
well, no way that accountant says, well, the first thing you need to do is get rid of $500 an hour.
Yeah, because don't forget, he has his Ecto-1 that he rents out, and then he does his tours, and then he's got his podcast. So, you know, he's a man on the go.
Yeah. So. Well, if two of those things make money.
Exactly. Exactly. let's see. And drink up, it says. Now, we're not talking about alcohol, water. But of course, we all need to. Yeah, exactly. Need to hydrate. But especially important when you only get 6 hours of sleep or less, like myself. You're more likely to be dehydrated the day after a disruptive night of sleep because hormone that regulates your body water conservatory release during the later stages of sleep. So slow down, drink some extra water every day. That's what I'm starting to do right now, too. I've been doing that for the last couple of months, is drinking an awful lot of water.
Seamsies. Water was one of my New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, so there you go. New Year's resolution that you can actually achieve. Yeah.
You know what I have? I have some facts about
this. I thought I heard you say, Misty, New Year's revolution, which I don't mind so much.
I mean,
that's what I heard.
Talk about the revolution.
Let's talk about a revolution. Well. I actually have some New Year's resolution facts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This might change your mind about a few of those things you read off. So, all right.
Oh, boy.
So let's talk about how long New Year's resolutions typically last.
3 days.
Less than 4 months, actually, is the statistic. So according to a 2023 Forbes Health One Poll survey, the 2 and 3 month mark appeared the most common, each with 22% of respondents claiming to have committed to their resolutions for those periods of time, while only 1% of those surveyed could brag about holding on to their resolutions for a full 11 and 12 months. A meager 2% held on for 7, 8, 9, and 10 months. Despite the tradition of committing to New Year's resolutions, giving up on them has become a tradition in itself. Quitter's Day is the second... Quitter's Day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard about this.
Is the second Friday of January, which mm-hmm. happens to fall on today, January 10th.
Hey, there you go.
2025.
So if you're going to quit, today's the day.
Yep, today's the day, and you can feel good about
our
it.
Our final show.
Because right? everybody else is quitting today as well. Ditch New Year's Resolution Day is January 17th next week. Research also suggests that the type of goal set can influence the strength of a commitment to them. Here are the most popular New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
All right.
Save more money, 21%, number one.
Wow. Right?
Yeah.
Eat healthier is number two at 19%.
Yeah.
Exercise more at 17%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lose weight at 15%.
I've been doing that all year.
Yep. Spend more time with family and friends, 14%.
My kids are on.
Quit smoking at 9% is number six.
Did that 6 years ago.
I did that 8 years ago now, but I did it like in a crazy way. So broke up with a boyfriend, moved into a new house, started a new job, quit smoking all in the same week.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And I felt like it was the only time I was ever going to be able to quit smoking was when everything changed at once. Mm-hmm. And I quit cold turkey and it like never went back. It actually worked.
Same here.
So what's your New Year's resolution?
I don't have one.
What?
I think it's just continuing what I've been doing.
Yeah, because you have been losing weight.
Yeah, losing weight. I've been working financially on certain things. And mm-hmm. so that's been changing too. I'm getting more hours at work right now teaching. So that's good.
Nice.
Also things with the band, both with Limbeck Entertainment and with us, of course. It's all under it. Starting to email different people, being proactive with everything. And you know, and Paul, I'll be honest with you too, but I'm glad you're online with this because there's something that you said to me years ago when we first kind of met, whatever, you and I have had some of our serious conversations, and I've always stuck with that. And
I hope it's something I've also lived up to. Go ahead.
No, you have. No, you have. Absolutely. You know, and it goes back to, and on a serious side, of doing your tours and doing your Ecto-1 parties and stuff, you know. And I admire you for that. And I look up to you for that. You know, because it's something that you did, and I know you're doing it with Susan now. I know you did it with Karen. Was just like, okay, we're going to save up to do this. We're going to save up to do that. And you went and did it, you know, and that's something I really admire you for. And that's what I'm going to try and do more and more this year overall with the things musically, and continue and try to be that entrepreneur overall and continue that. So just to let you know, buddy, you are an inspiration to me as well.
Hey, Christoph.
Mm-hmm.
What's your New Year's resolution?
I don't really have one.
My God, am I going to be the only one with an actual?
Well, no, it's just that for me,
mine's a good one.
I have one, so okay, you continue.
Okay.
We'll get to me.
All right. Well, I mean, for me, I've always found it difficult for myself to set long-term goals.
I mean, for a lot of people.
I don't know what it's been, but just like throughout my life, long-term goals have never been something I've been able to kind of fathom.
Sure.
Sort of speak. I can create a goal to like do something by the end of the day, or maybe like I need to get this thing done by like the week. But typically anything longer than that, it's just something that I just don't really think about because I've always been someone that's like in more of the moment kind of guy.
All right.
What's your New Year's resolution?
Swedish death cleaning.
Swedish death clean.
So I could tell Paul's heard of this. So yes. There is this, and it's not really a trend because it's been around since the 70s, but the Swedish have this thing called Swedish death cleaning. And
is it kinky?
No.
Damn it.
Both of my parents have passed away, and when both of them passed away, I was kind of left digging and sorting through their things. Uh-huh. And so the second half of a person's life in Sweden is them divesting themselves of things so that when they pass, their kids don't have to do that.
Oh, okay.
And so this year, I'm going to spend the year getting rid of things so my kids won't have to deal with them. So I'm completely downsizing my life down to just the bare necessities.
Yeah, you know, if I did that with my son, I would have to sell all my musical equipment.
Yeah, no big deal.
You no did?
No, he said he would have to.
I would have to.
Yeah, don't do that. No, that's like... All the things you can get rid of, that's not one of the things, right? Yeah. Isn't that kind of a musician's creed kind of just unsaid? It's like, you know, as bad as things are, hang on to the drums or the guitar or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And believe me, I've got guitars that are now worth money now.
Sure. And like those would be investment pieces, right? Yeah. And so, and you only have one child. I have
that I know of.
I have a couple, but yeah.
That you know of.
Swedish death cleaning. So check in on me regularly because every week there's a drawer or a closet or something that will be cleaned out.
I kind of do that with my garage every 2 years. So yeah, I get it.
But nothing. Oh, also it's a no buy 2025 for me. So the only thing I'm allowed to buy is like if I have to replace a toothbrush or if I have to replace a face cream or if I have no more socks, I can replace my socks, right?
Okay.
But I can't buy any new clothes, any new home goods, any new anything unless it's to replace a pillow or a... So yeah, so those are my New Year's resolutions.
Paul, what about you, buddy? What's your New Year's
resolution? But you could swap, right? Could you toss an old shirt to get a new one that makes you feel better?
No, I don't want to. I don't want to bring anything, both for sustainability reasons and for... I, like many women... Ladies, this is no shade. I am not trying
to... Here comes the shade.
Right? We have a tendency to make ourselves feel better with things. Right? I will not be doing that this year.
Okay.
So, I will...
Well said.
Yep, I will be making myself feel better with achievement and taking care of myself... No.
Oh, sorry.
Well, apparently I was just broken up with while we were in this room together, so it won't be that either.
So we have a shot. Okay.
No, you stop yourself. I will be mourning the death of my relationship as of 5 p.m. today, apparently.
Wow.
So
now do you start smoking again, or I don't
understand. No, but
oh, okay.
my sobriety for 2025 probably just ended at 5 p.m. today, too.
We're going for happy hour after
the
show.
I'm going to go get drunk. But yeah, so I'm not going to buy things to make myself feel better. I'm going to seek happiness elsewhere.
Nice.
Yeah, Susan's a bit of a minimalist, and well, a bit. She's quite the minimalist, actually. And she moved into my place, and it's then I realized I'm a maximalist.
I guess.
I wasn't aware of it beforehand, but I got crap everywhere. But I like it. So, but I had a whole big conversation about. She watched that show, and we had a whole big conversation about it. So now I guess I don't want to saddle her with all my crap, but I guess we'll have to figure out a happy medium because the garage is full junk.
And your New Year's resolution, Paul?
And now I feel like I gotta have a story at the end of the year for you because you've labeled me as the guy who gets shit done. I want to make a feature film.
So cool.
So I've made shorts, they've gone to festivals, I just haven't done the feature yet, and the script is in the rewrite phases, so why not just get that thing done? And then I think once I do that, I have so many friends and I have all the equipment and I just need to put the time together, and I've never asked people for money. So hopefully that would all come in and then everything gets done and I have a movie.
Well, if you need a sound person, intern Christopher can do it. He's done sound. He's done sound.
Yeah, and
people.
Like I'm also a part of a studio myself, Lightbulb Studios. So who knows? Maybe something can be worked out there as well.
Yeah. I mean, I had to reach out, when we made the shorts with Justin, when we first met, the ones who came out and talked to us forever.
I'm actually having breakfast with him on Monday, by the way.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Good. You want to know something really funny? I've known Justin for, 25 years now, because it was when I started working at Disney. So actually probably 23 years, really, because it was right after 9/11. So all this time, for whatever reason, I don't know why, I thought after he got married, he moved up towards, up towards L.A. and Burbank, whatever.
No.
No, the son of a bitch lives 2 minutes away from my house.
Yeah, further away.
I mean,
he was in Long Beach and now moved down to, Los Alamitos.
Yeah, he lives in Los Alamitos. 2 minutes from my house, motherfucker. I'm like, gee, no, you don't. Okay, yeah, so we're having lunch or breakfast on Monday morning.
Great.
Yeah, so it's good. It's awesome. It's totally awesome.
That's my goal, and I hope to have a story for you this time next year.
Well, let me ask you, in this feature film, are there any cowboys?
No, I mean, we shoot at night the whole time, for that Western short.
Is there a Karen? Because I'm free.
Like to be able to management? Or?
No, is there?
She wants to be a Karen in the film.
Like, is there a woman with a strong case of Caucasity? Because I'm
Excuse
in.
Excuse me.
Or Sean Cassidy.
Would you? Do I need to call a manager? Because I can.
It's about an inventor.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
does it take place in the late 1800s?
No, it's current. He has to come up with the next big invention to save his marriage. So.
Oh, okay, all right. So no cowboys. Okay, all right. I can't wear my
gloves. No cowboys.
He's like, you guys can all stop trying to be in my movie now, please.
When I try, when I'm doing something bigger, I got to rule out the things of dogs and kids, right? That's what they say.
Yeah.
And then I think, period piece. Nope. So I'm trying to make it the most easy to film thing I can.
Oh my God, I'm such a sucker for a period piece, man.
I know.
We didn't even get to some of the reviews I had on tap, but the Fire Inside is great. That's a new sports drama that's out there now about the female boxer. And I'll watch any sports movie. I'll watch any courtroom drama, and I'll watch any to tie it back in. I'll watch any Western. I'll watch any of those.
Love a good Western.
You bring me. And most of the time, they're good.
Yep, especially if they're directed by Paul Preston.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that short did well. The short did well. The Pragmatics, the other short I did well. So I mean, it's time. I got to do it.
All right. Well, Paul, are you ready to play the game?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's quiz everybody.
All right. Sounds good. Here we go.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages. The game show where the winner of the golden donut for the most fresh pastry won't be Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh.
Quiz me.
Quiz you!
Oh, there's no way we did not peak the mics on that.
Oh, that was too good. That totally reminded me of Joe Whelan right now.
Such a sound guy thing to say.
Yeah, it is.
You peaked my mics.
Wow. Oh, boy. All right, let's begin with question number one. Which Batman villain bases all of his decisions on the flip of
Sean?
Yeah.
Two-Face.
On the flip of a coin, that is correct, Mr. Two-Face.
I never.
Oh, question number two.
I can see the guys paid you for the...
you'll find out soon enough.
Paul could have gotten that one too, though.
Since 1995, which state has led the U.S. in milk production?
Misty. Wisconsin.
No. Sean.
Yeah.
California.
That is correct.
Oh, nice.
Here in Cali.
Yeah. We got a lot of farms.
Yeah. You know, just pulling weight.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three. What is the name of Wendy's dog in Peter Pan?
Oh, God.
We've all worked for Disney, haven't we?
At this point.
I did the damn play, too.
Yes, you did.
It's Mrs.
Which is why it's really funny that you mentioned it this earlier.
Oh, my God.
Mrs.
No, it's not Mrs. It's, oh, God. Gee, many freaking crickets.
Come on, guys.
I'm going to hate myself in a few minutes.
Yes, you are. We all are.
Sean. Nana.
That is correct.
Yay.
Paul. That was the movie question. It was for you.
Oh, that was the only movie question? Oh, well, I'm screwed.
No. There's still one more.
Well, the Batman one could have been a movie question, too.
Yeah, it could have.
Yeah.
Probably not. Question four.
Any cows? Any questions about movie cows? That's top secret. You know, whatever. It's okay. Go.
All right. In tarot cards, what is the equivalent of the Joker?
the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Jester.
Misty.
Well, I remember coming on here and winning this show. That's not happening today.
Misty.
Is it the ace?
No.
Oh.
Paul, I might as well guess.
Paul.
Is it death?
No.
Okay.
Sean. Rebirth.
No.
The jester.
Well, he's saying the Joker, though, but.
Paul. Is it Nana?
No. No.
All right, what is it?
No other guesses? Yeah. I can give a hint.
All right, give a hint.
The hint is that it's the person that no one wants to be, but everybody needs.
Sean. The banker.
No.
Okay.
It is the fool.
Oh, the fool.
Oh. Got it. The fool. It's so foolish of you guys to not get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Question number five. Around Robin.
Round Robin.
I think this is Paul's first time hearing that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm new to that. I'm just going to pretend I know what the rules are.
for the round robin, it's a number based question. So therefore, everyone's going to give me whatever number related answer, and then closest wins.
Okay.
All right. So how many total LED lights are on the Times Square New Year's ball?
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
So think of what number you think that might be and then give it to me when you're ready.
Sean? 4 million.
Okay.
Jesus.
Misty, Paul, what number do you guys want
to
give me?
I'm going to say 180,000.
180,000. Okay. Paul?
I was going to say 55,000.
55,000. Okay. And the correct answer for this one is...
Suspense.
Mr. Paul Preston!
Ooh.
Hey!
With the number being 32,256.
Wow, we were way, way over.
Yeah, you guys were sky high with that.
Well, I was going to say that, and these guys pushed it higher. Maybe you want to push higher.
We made you question your common sense, Paul. As
on
we
the price
do.
Is right, none of us get it right.
That's right, because we're over.
I think everyone will commonly know number six. Is a traditional karate uniform called?
Misty. A gi.
That is correct.
I thought it was an F.
I thought it was an A.
Black belt just wasn't quick enough.
Yeah.
Wax on, wax off.
All right.
Paint the fence.
All right, wax on over to number seven over there, big boy.
big what? Boy. I love your blue cheese.
All right. What 1977 hit was the theme of Bill Clinton's 1992 Paul?
Don't Stop.
By Fleetwood Mac. Yes, that is correct. Don't
correct.
Stop thinking nice job, about Paul. Tomorrow. Don't stop. It'll soon be here.
All right, let's don't It'll stop this train. Question number eight. All right. This is the other movie one, Paul.
Okay. What? They can hear you.
Good.
Oh, my God.
What was the gang name of John Travolta and his cohorts in the movie Grease? Sean.
T-Birds.
The T-Birds, that is correct.
That's correct.
So far off my game today. I'm like, huh?
You said that I immediately went to Saturday Night Fever, and then by the time
I'm... You know, me
that's,
too!
That's where I went to also. Yeah.
All right. Question number 9. Which country celebrates New Year's Day on April 14th?
Oh, God.
What? Misty.
Misty.
Greece?
No.
No, that's the movie.
Paul. Israel?
No.
Good guess.
I was thinking that to myself, yeah.
Sean.
Canada.
No. Oh, Canada. No. Misty. It's wrong, but China?
No, but...
You're close.
You are very close because China does border this country. That's going to be...
Paul, you want to go next?
Sean.
Sean, what do you want to do?
Well played, sir.
India.
Sean wants to answer and be wrong.
No, but also bordering this country.
Misty. Pakistan.
Nope, you're going further away.
Dang it.
Paul?
I see a new strategy here.
Hong Kong is part of China, right?
Yeah.
It's a city, brother. Yeah.
That's the most American thing you could have said.
No, right?
So India?
No.
Did you say that already?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I'm on a phone. Okay.
Okay.
Bangladesh, then. Oh.
No, but also...
In India.
No, but that also... Oh, no, like barely doesn't border the country.
I'm just going to keep going. Paul. Nepal.
That is correct.
Oh, my word.
Hey.
Ding, ding, ding.
Nepal.
Wow.
Keep Nepal. Going till I get, just keep going in the neighborhood till I got
there. Yeah.
Paul just pulled out an atlas.
I was going Thailand next, but whatever.
Nepal doesn't...
Google. I mean Nepal. I'm looking on the screen of one of us.
Yeah. Hey, Siri.
All right. Let's finish this off with question number 10. What ingredient must French vanilla ice cream have to distinguish itself?
Misty. Vanilla bean.
No.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
You guys want me to finish the question?
Go ahead.
Sean? Cigarette ashes.
No. Paul, would you like me to finish the question?
Well, I would love that.
Okay. So, what ingredient must French vanilla ice cream have in order to distinguish it from regular vanilla?
Yeah, I knew that's where that was going anyway, but okay.
Well, now you know where it's going.
About...
I thought you had the vanilla bean, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Paul? I don't know. Cardamom?
No.
Nice, dude. Nice.
Sean. Red number 7.
No.
That was so metrosexual of you, Paul.
It is a common breakfast food.
Breakfast food?
Mm-hmm.
Sean.
Food.
Eggs?
That is correct.
Wow.
Wow.
I always like to put the interesting questions at the very end.
That was interesting. Very cool.
Sean, I think you won this game.
Yay.
You won the first game of 2025. Yay. Look at you.
Let's not make that a habit, sir.
Wow, just let the air out of my balloon.
Crosses one resolution off your list.
There you go.
You were shooting high there. My hope to win. Screw you, screw me, or whatever.
Screw you, screw me. Screw me.
And that's the game.
Yay. Paul, good to hear from you, buddy. Word. Glad things are going so well for you. Hope you had a wonderful new year, you and Susan. And, dude, I hope the things for you get even better for you on 2025. And I can't wait for you to start working on that film. But
make that movie,
gotta
go. Yo.
Yeah, I got to finish the script. Yeah.
Well, hurry up. Get off the damn phone.
Okay.
All right. Farewell. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care, bud.